Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Before I begin sharing what the Lord has placed on my heart, I'd like to just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the privilege we have to gather together around your presence, as it were, and to learn of you. And we do that, Lord, as we exalt your word. Lord, you said you have exalted your word above all your name. And so, Lord, we thank you that through this written word that you have preserved down through the centuries, and your Holy Spirit quickens it as we have our own needs in our lives. You quicken it according to those needs, and you speak to us. Your word, Lord, is a living word. And so, Father, we honor you, we honor your word, and Lord, I thank you that there is nothing that comes into our lives that your word does not provide comfort and direction and wisdom, whatever we stand in need of. So, Lord, we thank you this day that your presence and your anointing and the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Lord, would be upon us, that we can take part of your word. We can, as it were, eat living bread and drink living water. We can feast at your table to provide the nourishment and the sustenance that we need in the lives that we now live and in the situations we find ourselves. Thank you for your comfort, your strength, and bless us now as we go into your word in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, as I was preparing to share this word with you, and we're going to be doing some teaching, looking at a couple of very specific scriptures found in the Gospel of Luke and in Matthew, and the objectives that I have is not only to share what the Lord has given, but also to encourage you and to exhort you to have a confidence in your relationship with the Holy Spirit and trust His revelation to open up your understanding of Scripture. As we allow the Holy Spirit in our times of reading the Word to open up that Word and make it relevant to our lives, sometimes there's many different shades of meanings, many applications. While we do affirm and understand that no Scripture is of private interpretation, yet within the confines of God's principles and the entirety of the Word of God, in other words, the Lord is not going to speak something to you that will contradict the Word of God, as we take the whole counsel of God, yet He can make that applicable and significant in your personal life. Like, for example, as we look at many scriptures in the Old Testament, many of those promises, there are specific promises and specific exhortations that literally related to Israel at that historical time that they were in. But through the Holy Spirit, we can also see there's a broader spiritual application for the New Covenant believers, the times in which we're living, application to the church age, if you will. And so we want to understand that the Holy Spirit is not limited, but He can make our reading of Scripture alive and vibrant to us. And that's so important because you know, it's the work of the enemy just to, you know, we read the word and start falling asleep. Well, it's got to be vital and alive. And so, having said that, I want to read a verse of scripture found in the Gospel of Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 16. And if I can have a title for this message, I would name it, for example, Taking the Kingdom by Force. And by that, of course, we're referring to the kingdom of God. And Luke 16 and 16 declares, and this is the King James Version, these are the words of Jesus also, the law and the prophets were until John. And actually that verbiage, that the law and the prophets were until John, means were in effect until the time of John the Baptist. Jesus goes on to say, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. All right, well now, in order to look more closely at this scripture, let's look a little bit at the context and the background as is described in this particular passage in Luke. And we see in the 14th chapter, I'll just share that first verse. And it came to pass as he went, that's Jesus, into the house of one of the chief Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath day, that they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him, which had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace. And he, that is Jesus, took him and healed him and let him go. At that point in time, he began to speak parables to them to address some of the spiritual conditions that were in their heart. For example, pride. He spoke about a wedding feast and that one should not seek the highest, most prestigious place, but to sit in the lowest room. And he said in verse 11, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Then he went on to share about a great feast. And when you have a feast and are inviting not just your friends and those who can recompense you again by inviting you to their house, he says, call the lame, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And then he goes on also to share another parable about a great supper where many were invited and they all had excuses. And in verse 24, because they made excuses, he said, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. So he was proceeding to teach them things. And in verse 15, when one of them heard the things that Jesus was saying, it says, he said, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. We see that when Jesus shared that parable about the great banquet where all the invited guests made excuses, then, as far as the Jews were concerned, the inferior and ceremonially unclean were invited, and finally into the highways and the hedges. And that was an indication and a prophetic declaration that those outside of their covenant community, which of course are the Gentiles, would be included in salvation. There was nothing as important as accepting his offer of the kingdom. In fact, one's entire destiny rests on an individual's response to that offer. And then going on in the subsequent chapters, Luke 15 and 16, it says in verse 1 of chapter 15, and then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And all the people heard him, and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And then in that 16th chapter, verse 14, because he goes on sharing parables. The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. They were putting him down. And they had closed their eyes to the fact that all the previous revelation that he'd been sharing led up to the work of the Messiah, Christ himself. They had ridiculed Jesus because he was speaking contemptuously of riches because they themselves were lovers of money. He had shared that parable about the unjust steward who had wasted his master's goods. And they had ears that were closed to the truth of what God's heart was trying to speak to them. They were worldly-minded religious professionals who justified themselves, and they misunderstood the blessings of the covenant spoken of by the prophets, thinking that a person's wealth was an indication of God's blessing for their righteous conduct. Jesus said, now that the kingdom of God was being preached, he says, just reverse, blessed are the poor, the mourners, and the persecuted. You see, God knows the heart of people, and he's not impressed with wealth or outward appearance. Let me share now verse 16 in various translations. The King James, of course, says, law and the prophets were until John. These are the words of Jesus. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. The King James says, the law and the prophets were until John. Other translations express it, the law and the prophets sufficed, continued, lasted, were in force until John's day. We know that there were two dispensations, that of the Old Covenant, and then when John came, a new dispensation began, that of the good news of the kingdom of God. Praise God. Well, I am seeing my time is drawing quickly to a close, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But I want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, please feel free to share those needs. In a moment, the announcer will give our contact information, and you don't have to write much, email or through letter, and I will pray for you personally and send back whatever God would give to bless and encourage you. Thank you so much for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.